all know that feeling. You hear those few opening notes of a song and it instantly takes you back. For me, it's the soundtrack to my teens. Early to mid-80s when Madonna ruled. When we would position our beach towels in just the right spot so we could see Prince's purple house across the lake. A time when Billy Squire drove us into an air guitaring frenzy while jumping from bed to bed in the room my friend Nancy shared with her sister, laughing so hard we were crying, cobalt blue eyeliner running everywhere. Lonely is the night. Real artists have their own songs that transport them right back to where it all began. Singer and guitarist Joe Gamble.
I remember distinctly the first time I heard the Velvet Underground, and I remember thinking, you know, how did I not know there was stuff that was this cool?
Singer-songwriter Dustin Tessier.
The very opening of Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin. There's a little bit of a slide guitar kind of warming up, and then Aretha's voice comes in, and it's like, I get chills. And that sounds cliche, but it's absolutely the truth. I get a rush up my spine. I'm in a great mood.
So what is it about music's ability to transform our moods, our energy, our emotions? WCCO Radio's Steve Simpson knows that power all too well through the groundbreaking Broadway musical Hamilton. He's seen it 7 times.
You know, people say this, and I guess I never understood this. The music spoke to me like I don't ever remember having a musical speak to me before. It was this song about this old guy that I read about in history books put to rap and R&B and hip-hop, and it just totally worked.
They placed him in my former junior high music teacher, Colette Sherman, I still call her Mrs. Sherman because that's what you do, was a master at using music to corral a bunch of overdramatic, annoying eighth graders.
You would be directing us, and I was an alto, and you'd be pounding on the piano. You'd get us our notes,
yeah.
But you would pound, and your hair was flying, and then you would raise up your arms and bring us in or bring in the other section. And it was the coolest thing that you were just kind of this wild woman in control of all of these squirrely 13, 14, 15-year-old kids. But that was a moment, I think, where it was just happening for you. You weren't trying to do that stuff.
No, and I guess I was wanting that feeling to come into you.
One thing that I remember, like we talked about, was you using the example of how rock music, in many cases, took its roots from classical music. And I remember you using Led Zeppelin as an example. I mean, jeepers, Mrs. Sherman, there's wild strings, there's flamenco guitar in there. It's just like this awesome mix. What were they thinking, and why does this work?
Well, it works because, you have the ostinato. The drums are keeping that solid beat, and then you have the improv with the soloist, and that sort of sets the stage, and all of a sudden the fill comes in, and so there's this gradual build of emotion as the song goes on, and it's a nice mix.
The blues, that's classic blues, right?
Classic blues. The blues is about self-expression. It's just wailing out what's inside of you. Everybody has sadness that they can relate to in their life. And so when people listen to the blues, whether they're talking about the same thing or not, it's still that feeling. It's the beat. It's the way they sing it.
That connection was not lost on another of the most prolific and successful blues-influenced bands of all time. Any old cover band can handle a Stones tune or two, but the Twin Cities-based Rolling Stoners are in a league of their own. Frontman Joe Gamble doesn't imitate Mick Jagger, but it's safe to say by 2 or 3 songs in, he's certainly owning the stage like him, dripping in swagger-fueled sweat and cool confidence.
My introduction to the Rolling Stones was through a cassette tape. On trips back and forth from Kansas City. My dad and I would always get on the road, and I just remember so vividly being in the passenger seat, watching semis pass by, and you look out the window as a kid, and the world is so different when you're a little kid and you're looking out the window. It's space travel, you know? You're completely absorbed by the trip. And to have a soundtrack, and the soundtrack was always the Rolling Stones, it just becomes a part of your entire experience. And so it becomes the semi-trucks passing by, and it becomes the rain and the windshield wipers, and it becomes watching cornfields turn into bluffs as you get through certain parts of the country.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all. Remember this house.
In an empty Baptist church on the east side of St. Paul, Minnesota, the newest member of a Twin Cities musical dynasty doesn't yet know what he's in for.
Say, oh.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
But today, what's important is lunchtime with Grandma Jovita.
Here, man. Come get your banana.
Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, there you go.
Jovita Steele, that is, who juggles little Kyrie and a banana in one hand, microphone in the other.
We're not going to wait on anybody. Let's roll.
As she, Sister Geraldine, and their band rehearse for an upcoming Minneapolis concert.
Nearer to thee, then it's you. Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee.
Jovita and Geraldine have performed all over the world as solo artists, with brothers J.D., Billy, and Fred as the Steels, and with world-renowned artists like Prince, Mavis Staples, and Johnny Lang. Their regular guest performances on the former Prairie Home Companion brought the house down, as you might imagine.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
That's Geraldine just a few years ago, while Jovita was busy doing a little recording of her own.
And I will always love you. I will always.
That kind of success in the music industry is indeed hard to come by, but perhaps more important, it's something these two recognize is a true gift meant to be shared and celebrated. Talented musicians everywhere struggle to get their music heard by the right people. But some use their gift in other, more personal ways to communicate, to heal, to connect. Dustin Tessier is a Twin Cities singer-songwriter. He is soft-spoken, yet extremely articulate and quite self-actualized. He connects with people through his music and struggles with putting himself out there, yet yearns for genuine connections.
It's been the most direct way I can access what I'm trying to articulate that's going on in my world. You know, how does this, it's the way I make sense of things, I guess.
This lonesome town.
For now, Dustin and his guitar will continue to crisscross the country in his new used Subaru, playing shows, continuing to emerge from his shell, and making more connections through his original music, which he tells me is about to take an Americana-esque turn. Music also helps us feel what we need to feel, says St. Paul Chamber Orchestra Artistic Director Kyu Young Kim, who chose Bach's Moving Air on a G-String for the orchestra's 9/11 memorial concert, held just 4 days after the attacks.
I think in a situation like that, I mean, I think we're open and we open ourselves up to be moved, you know? I mean, we're already feeling emotional. And so the music can be the thing that sort of tips the scales and lets you feel like you just, you know, can't hold it back anymore, you know?
One running theme with all of these folks is a genuine passion for what they do, fueled by an indescribable feeling of being carried away by the music, while at the same time becoming that vehicle through which the rest of us can sit back and take it all in.
As long as you treat ideas with that kind of respect and take yourself out of it, take the ego out of it, you know, and that's hard to do. I'm still learning on how I can become more of a conduit rather than someone who's trying to usher things. You know, the second you try to have an idea, you know, we all know how that goes.
Maybe we're more open to life on the quantum level when we're wrapped up in something that takes us out of our immediate mind, like music. I don't know. I mean, maybe it alters the way we perceive the universe. Maybe we get into a different dimension, and I don't know. It does something, though. It's like stepping onto a different plane.